from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Real quick, about the Battle of the Bay, though, and mm-hmm. you know, my first memory of my second memory, my third memory of sports. The first one was in 1987. I was 4 years old. I remember the Giants because my grandma was a big Giants fan. My uncle was a big Giants fan. That's how I became a Giants fan. Mm. I remember.
My first sports memory was King Kong Bundy crushing Hulk Hogan's ribs.
Oh, man, he had the white tape.
Had the tape
on. And then he took the tape. Don't take it off because he's hurt.
Mean Gene. I'm out here at the hospital with Hulk Hogan.
Mine was Hogan, too, but it was Hogan versus Rock.
He'll get the hell out of my face.
Right, come on, man.
What?
That wasn't even Hogan damn near.
Oh, no, don't do that. That Hogan was.
No, he was dope, but I'm saying that wasn't Hogan.
You don't know the pain of trying to stay awake till 11:30 for the start of Saturday night's main event, falling asleep, yeah, waking up,
didn't make it through the whole thing,
realizing you missed Hulk Hogan and woke up just in time for George the Animal Steel.
That couldn't be me.
So my
damn
first
millennials.
He hates us, Kenny.
Hi guys, that's me. That's me. My first memory is I just remember. The Giants lost Game 7 of the NLCS to the Cardinals. I remember nothing about the game. I just remember the fireworks going off. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother was upset, and my uncle was upset. And I was like, man, I'm upset. Second one, my grandmother takes me out of school. I was in the first grade. No, I was in the first grade. She takes me out of school.
7?
No,
okay. All right.
So he takes me out of school, not knowingly. Like I don't remember things, but I'm following. You know, I'm sure I'm excited because of her. She comes to get me at about 10 o'clock on a weekday, and the principal says, "Hey, Kenny, your grandmother's here to take you home." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't expect this. Okay, cool. I'm going home." And I get to the office, see her. She's like, "Come on, we're going home." I was like, "Everything all right?" She's like, "Yeah, everything's fine, but the Giants are about to go to the World Series today, and we're going to watch the game." And it was a 12:30 start. Mm-hmm. She's like, "They're going to the World Series. We're going to watch the game. Game 5 of NLCS. I see Will Clark over Mitch Williams and all this other stuff to send the Giants to the World Series." My third memory was Dennis Eckersley finishing that sweep where the A's swept the Giants in the 89 World Series, and I was devastated. Little 6-year-old Kenny was devastated. I'll never forget Jose Uribe in the dugout just looking hurt, and I'm crying, and I'm like, "Man, I hate the A's. And that's where it all
what
started.
What does that sound like
again? I hate them. They're so stupid.
That's amazing.
They're so stupid. I hate the A's. My That's boy amazing. Kevin Mitchell, MVP at 89.
Love Kevin Mitchell.
And they got swept, man. And, you know, ever since then, the Bay Bridge series has meant something. Now, obviously, that was the World Series. They didn't play again until 1997, you know, because of interleague play. But it was always special seeing Giants and A's in a meaningful game. And I always hoped in 2012, I think it was 2012, the A's were good. And I think that's the year they lost Game 5 to Justin Verlander in Oakland. And I bring that up because I thought we had a chance. We had a chance to get that Bay Bridge World Series again. The A's were good. Giants, I think, had just beaten the Reds to get to the NLCS. I was like, yeah, come on, I need that get back. And it never happened. But it's a special series in this region, man. The Bay Bridge Series is a special series. And the fact that this is the last one, that gets me a little nostalgic, man. That's tough. That's tough. And I can only imagine being in the Bay Area and having that be the reality. So,
a lot of my memories from baseball games, like you have me thinking, what was my first sports memory? I joke about the Hogan King Kong Bundy thing. I can't remember what my...
Was it Bo, maybe, or before Bo?
Nah, I don't think it was Bo, because...
Do you have, like, a year when you started remembering stuff, like, sports-wise?
My grandpa... Well, first of all, you'll love this. It's probably boxing. Mm. My first sports memory is probably something boxing-related, because my grandpa absolutely loved boxing, and he loved Mike Tyson, which is funny for a variety of different reasons that I won't get into.
So when was it Tyson Spinks? What was that?
Oh, 88? I remember Tyson Spinks vividly. I remember that day vividly.
Was that 88 or 80? It might have been earlier than that, because he got knocked out by Buster Douglas in 90.
He got knocked out in 90. I think it was 88. I know exactly where we were living. He invited a bunch of people over. We came over. Of course, it was famously, what, like 91 seconds, 93 seconds, whatever it was.
89.
89
seconds, I think it was.
It was, but he loved the 49ers. Mm. So I grew up, like, watching, like, it was 49ers football. He used to get the hats, the championship hats, mm-hmm. after the Super Bowl. He wouldn't wear them. He wouldn't let me wear them. He would just put them away and say, look, we got it. I remember vividly the Denver Broncos one, the white hat. Like, it was just, I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world, and I wanted to wear it. And he just, nope, it's going to go up here in the closet. So I'm sure it was something 49ers related. I grew to love Bo Jackson kind of on my own. My mom's sisters, like husband, my uncle's cousins, they loved the Raiders. Mm. And so I would see, you know, Raider games with them. And then my first experience at baseball games were, they were card collectors. So they'd buy a bunch of tickets, and on card day, they would send me to walk in, get the cards, hand them to them, walk out, get the other ticket, get the cards, hand them to them, walk in, walk out, and do that for as many tickets as they bought. Yeah. So when they do the big card shows, they'd have the complete set of the Giants and the A's, and we did that at both stadiums, and that's how I got introduced to those two teams.
Nice. Yeah, man, and it's over. Like, it's over. I was kind of nostalgic and sad when they had that, it was that Thursday night football game, the last Oakland Raiders versus San Francisco 49ers game. Like, that was special. I know the Raiders had moved before, but it, you know, that was special. And this is the same thing, man. Like, this is over. And I don't look at, you know, if the A's were to stay here in Sacramento, I don't necessarily look at that rivalry as the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be akin to, like, Nationals Orioles or something like that, but that's not, you know, that's not the same. That's not Bay Bridge or nothing like that.
Skip Mike in here, 916-909-1320. What's happening, Mike?
What's up, man? I remained actually loyal to my three first sports memories. The first one was Bo Jackson running over Brian Bosworth. I actually have a
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'm a diehard Raiders fan because of that night. And let's see, diehard wrestling fan because I watched Andre the Giant choke out Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
There you go.
Dude, I've been a fan ever since those two nights. And then the earthquake on that World Series.
Yeah.
Like, so you guys remember the earthquake?
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. Absolutely. You mentioned Duggan and Andre, you saw that at Arco, right?
I don't know if it was at Arco. I saw it on TV. My mom was a bartender at the time, so I stayed up late, and I changed the channel, and all of a sudden I see this giant soaking out this bearded dude and blood dripping down his
throat. Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember that. Yeah. That was not at Arco. I feel like Hacksaw and Andre.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That's good stuff, Mike. Started we appreciate it. Well, he did. He did.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan just shaping childhoods.
What's
up, guy?
Hacksaw was low key Eugene before.
He kind of.
Hey, come on, man. He's right there.
That's a good call.
Right there with Eugene. We'll come back. That was fun. I actually, I'll add one more little piece because I saw a comment in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House.
And I, you know, if it's cool, I want to hear more. Like, what was your first sports moment? Like, what was the first thing you remembered as a sports fan, and how did it shape things moving forward for you?
Stilo and Casey here on ESPN 1320. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. It's a great place to eat, too. SR Prime is a great stop. They got tons of restaurants, whether it's fine dining or quick stops in the market. They have got it all covered there at Sky River Casino. And Friday night would be a great night to stop at the Humidor, have a whiskey and a cigar.
I might slide over to Sky River after the skating rink tonight.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
My nephew's in town, man, and you know, I might slide over.
That's exactly what I was thinking, and then I realized I'll drive from downtown to Elk Grove.
Stay at the crib.
You don't actually live very close to Sky River Casino.
It's a shoot. It's probably about...
It's a lot closer than I live.
If I'm driving a responsible speed.
Well, then it's going to take an hour.
Minutes.
Yeah. Well, when I drove from your house to there the first time, we were not driving at responsible speeds because I think we both left a little later than we intended. So it's like, hey, let's get down there. Hey, I need to get our stuff off here real quick. I went over and looked at some KSFM things. We're talking to Tinashe,
hey,
just after 4 o'clock, like right after the show ends. And look, it's recorded. Like, we recorded it.
Okay, Joe Brazil.
I know, right? Breaking kayfabe. But I point that out because I produced it yesterday, and I don't know that I've told you this before, so I gave flowers to Kim. I'll give them to you. You're a really good interviewer.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, like, you're one of the best interviewers, like, I've been around.
Thank you.
I think people have a way of feeling like that they have to conduct interviews, and they study and they write questions. And the most important component to interviewing somebody is listening to them. Because our thing is always make sure we have the first question to start the conversation and then have backup questions in case the conversation dies. The hope is you never go to those backup questions. Mm-hmm. And I think in our 4 years on this show, in year together on the other station, 102.5 KSFM, I didn't mean to say it like that, on 102.5, I've never had to go to the backup questions. Because you always bring, when you can make an artist or a musician or a actor or a comedian comfortable, the conversation is a lot better. And like, just listening back to the conversation with Tinashe yesterday, like, you did that with her. I was like, man, this is really good. Like, the interview came out really, really well.
I appreciate
that. I think a lot of that is because of you.
You're a savant in the game. I'm not even just saying that. I really believe that. So getting that from you, I appreciate that, man, for sure. And Tinashe was really cool.
She
was really dope. So
Sometimes you have to beat the crap out of a guest to get something from them, and it's exhausting, and you can feel like a success or a failure. That was not the case with Tinashe.
Nah,
like,
she was really good.
She was excited to talk.
Yet?
A tough interview?
So. I'm trying to think. I don't think so. Everybody's been
not,
cool.
Not that I can think of. I can't think of. We got some big interviews next week. One of them we haven't even said on the air yet. We have Big Sean next week. I mean, we could say it. Like, it's confirmed. Like, it's happening next week.
I mean, everybody will appreciate it, but this audience will appreciate it for sure.
Yeah, we're talking to Bianca Belair next week. We're talking to Bianca on video. So, the funny thing is, we're actually talking to her Wednesday morning. We just made the decision, and we thought, man, this could be a star-studded, like, 1,000th episode.
Yeah.
But we have a live audience. I don't want to air a recorded interview, so we'll save it for Thursday or something.
Yeah.
Maybe if we can get Matt George, Matt George to come in on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll air the Bianca Belair interview in his Thursday spot at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got Bianca joining us next week.
Come on,
get ready for SmackDown.
Come on, man. I can't wait for SmackDown either. Speaking of SmackDown, I kind of forgot. Like, it's supposed to go down tonight, right? Or was that last
Friday? Yeah, it's tonight. Wait, what?
Roman was on last week?
Yeah.
He was on last
week.
Okay.
He was on last week.
Is he going to be on this week? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't think they announced it. Yeah, I don't
think
they announced it.
I saw something where I thought he was.
Okay.
He was like an appearance or something like that.
Okay.
Bobby Lashley is gone, by the way.
No. I'm okay with that. I feel like they did right by Bobby. It took him a while. Mm-hmm. Like, he came back to the mildest of pops in history. I'm a Bobby Lashley fan. I like him. He's a great looking dude. He's like 48, 49 years old. I think he works well. I like the fact they made him a monster. I wish they had kept the Hurt Business together.
That's the only thing that I think the Hurt Business would have still worked.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think they eventually did right by him. So if he goes off and does something else, man, I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Frank in here. 916-909-1320. What's happening, Frank?
Hey, brother, I'm glad to be on, man. The ultimate needle movers, huh? Thanks for having me. Hey, speaking of Bobby Lashley, man, you know, my best friend up here in the Yuba City area, his name's Josh Apel. He fought him in Bellator.
Oh,
lost
wow.
to him, right? But he says He says Bobby Lashley's the strongest human he's ever experienced.
I believe it.
Oh, it was just, and this guy's a very talented fighter. But once Bobby got a hold of him, it was curtain. You know what I mean?
I called to talk
about earliest sports memories, and I had something about the Packers on deck. But you guys are talking WWE. Now listen to this. One of my earliest memories was when it was a build up to WrestleMania. I think it was 7, and it was Sergeant Slaughter going up against Hulk Hogan, right?
Yep.
And I literally thought, this is where I was at with kayfabe, I literally thought we won the war in the Gulf. It's still a world of me at that point, right? So, you know, life long stands says that I eat it up when you guys talk WWE, and you know the travel chief is acknowledged by me, man. Listen, last thing, KC, keep doing those impressions, man.
I don't care
what Kilo says, you got to keep going.
Well, Frank, I appreciate that so much. And, you know, Frank, you know, I went to high school and I went to college and I don't know. I had Morton's last night, too, you know, and that may be one of the reasons why you like it. But I just want to win a Super Bowl so bad.
I feel like I'm Jey Uso every time Sami Zayn was talking, and I'm trying not to.
That's a good comparison. Shout out, Frank. That was a hell of a first impression, too.
Oh, my God. He thought we won the war. The funniest part about that people forget is the war was actually over.
Oh, it was.
By the time WrestleMania 7 had gotten here, the actual match, the war was over. But the idea that little Frank thought the United States won the war because Hulk Hogan beat Slaughter might be my favorite thing ever. Absolute ever. Let's get Manny's first memory of sports was hearing Wu-Tang Clan played at a
Bomb Atomically.
Man, you don't stop slandering me, bro.
My boy Manny, man.
Hey, first of all, before we get to the memory, I have to give a shout out to Michigan. His son, he did the airborne jumps the last couple of days, and he got his wings, I think, yesterday or this morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
He's
got some videos in the Discord. He showed, like, him jumping out of the planes and stuff. And, like, some cats even broke their legs and, like, craziness. But
Jesus. Okay. I was going to check the Discord, shout out to his son, man.
Wait, the broken legs aren't in the Discord, are they?
No, unfortunately, no way.
It's not unfortunately, Manny. It is fortunately.
But if they were Marines, they would jump out without parachutes. That's all I'm saying. Oh, but anyway.
See?
Well, so my memory, right, is the what they call the Sandberg game. Mm-hmm. And that was back in June of 84, and it was St. Louis against the Cubs. And it was one of those crazy games, like St. Louis is up 7-1, then the Cubs come back. And Sandberg, I think he hit the home runs in the 10th and the 11th inning. Mm-hmm. But he had like 7 RBIs, and that was like the most craziest game. I think I don't remember if he was a rookie that year or like he was young though. He was still in the beginning of his career, and that kind of launched that season for the Cubs. And it's just being a kid watching it on WGN, like that was like the start of my fandom for the Cubs.
I can dig that. I can dig that. Yeah, man, good stuff. It's probably sounding like there's Ryan Sandberg coming to the plate. This guy. Cubs win!
So just once, I want the tribal chief to call you into his office and go, why does Kenny overmodulate so many times on the radio?
I'm just messing with this pot I got down here at this point.
No, it's fine. It's this.
Ryan Sandberg up here as the Cardinals are up 7-1. Here's Ryan! This guy! A one! A two!
Come on,
shout out Harry Carey, man.
What is wrong with you?
Shout out Harry Carey, man.
Oh my God. Oh man. All right.
Good times. Good times.
By the way, that Discord is a disaster.
Man.
Oh, you try to go in there. Oh, what's Manny talking about? Like, you're just never going to find it. It's just a mess.
I ain't been in the Discord in a minute.
No, shout out to everybody in there. But it's like...
I can't even comment.
It's like the Chatty House unfiltered. Like, the Chatty House is somehow filtered. Once you get in the Discord, though, all bets are off. Oh my gosh.
Manny says he's going to watch Deadpool, or he's watching Deadpool.
What's your first memory?
My memories, like, they kind of start around 2003. So like I remember like being at Round Table one time and the Celtics were playing the Pacers in the playoffs or whatever. And then like Hogan versus Rock, and then like Ricky Williams tearing it up. Like Ricky Williams, my favorite football player of all time.
So have you gone back and watched like the build up to Hogan versus
Rock?
Yeah,
all that stuff.
And they hit him with a semi truck.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Bro, they almost killed him.
Yeah, no, so it's the same night they do the big face-off. It's the same night where they go face-to-face, and you could see Rock say, turn to the left, and they do the slow turn, and the crowd's going, and then he says, and you see him look over, and he goes, go right, and they do the turn, Rocky, and they milk it to, like, perfection.
Yeah.
They shake hands, and it looks like the segment's over. Then the NWO comes out, they jump Hogan, and it ends with them, like, sticking him in, like, an ambulance. I think they hit him with, like, a hammer.
Oh, I do remember.
And then, like, Hogan's driving, like, a semi, like, right into the side of the ambulance. Oh, brother, we got to get out of here.
I do remember.
All right, dude. That. And then WrestleMania rolls around, and they're cheering Hogan like it's 1987 all over again. Did you miss the part where he tried to murder The Rock in the ambulance, or no?
And Hulk Hogan and The Rock become friends after WrestleMania.
Immediately after WrestleMania.
Hey. No worries, brother. You just tried to kill me with this truck. No worries.
I love wrestling so much. It's cool, bro.
Crazy.
It's cool.
That was a great match, though. That you want to talk about electricity?
Oh, that crowd was
unbelievable.
That crowd was
special. Toronto?
Yep.
Yeah, Toronto. Yep.
Talking about like childhood memories and stuff like that. Like, I have an irrational dislike of like Rafe LaFrance because he was like trash in NBA 2000 Live 2003 and just was like, this guy's like, no good on the Celtics.
Have you ever heard of Jordan versus Bird?
Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, the rivalry? Like, don't disrespect me, bro.
It was a video game.
No, I've never heard of that.
It was like a video game, like, you'd buy it, like, it's a console.
Yeah, go ahead,
like,
explain this.
Okay.
Explain this.
So the video, it was like a single video game that you would buy, and like, it wasn't like a Game Boy or whatever things they use now. It was just
you don't even know what a Game Boy.
Well, that's
the no. I had one, the little Game Boy Advance or whatever. Well,
okay.
No, there was.
I mean, it wasn't the original. Yeah, I'm trying to relate, bro.
But it was Jordan versus Bird, and the only way that you knew which one was Jordan and which one was Bird is the stick figures. Where one was darker and the other one was transparent. So it was like an outline. And that's how you knew which one was Jordan and which one was Bird. And like, it all really depended on how long you held the button down as to whether the shot went in.
Well, yeah, I've never heard about that. Like, I thought you asked me, oh, you ever heard of like Michael Jordan, Larry Bird? I thought you were like trying to be funny or something.
All right.
My first video games were like Madden, NBA Live, FIFA, I guess.
Damn.
Have you ever seen the Raw is War video game?
I think my grandma had some WCW game for Nintendo 64 we used to play.
I think that was Thunder.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now, Raw's War was PS1, maybe? No.
I think that's what I had. That's the only PlayStation I think I've ever
there
had.
There was one with Redacted Lesnar on it. I think it was Bring the
that's
Pain.
Later. So that's look, later.
I'm
yeah,
about to,
that's
I'm about
later.
To show the Jesse, this is what my guy's talking about. You don't know about that. Hold on, let me.
Should we put it on? Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, I got like a little.
McDonald's, like as much. I do not know.
Well, I don't know.
No, you got to see what this is. There it is. Look at that.
Bro, that looks like an etch sketch.
Look at that. Jordan versus Bird.
You guys are playing video games on etch sketches.
That's what it was, man. That's how it got down.
For now, hours.
Now, Jordan versus Bird on Genesis kind of. Was like it gave birth to video games as you know it. That after Jordan versus Bird was Bulls versus Lakers, which was the first great
Bulls versus Lakers. That's right,
Sega Genesis.
Yeah, man. That's right.
What was Tecmo Ball on? Like, what did you play that on?
Tecmo Ball was on Nintendo.
That was Nintendo.
Nintendo.
And it was fire.
You would avoid the tacklers by running up and down. And
yeah, I've seen like that.
Yeah, that's how you'd get
and
there.
Nobody could stop Bo Jackson.
And Bo was the one.
No one could stop Bo Jackson.
The one.
That game was phenomenal. Little.
I forgot about Bulls versus Lakers. Wow, that's a hell of a pull
right
there.
That was the first. This wasn't the first video game I got, but I remember Christmas or whatever year that was, maybe 92. I got Sega Genesis and I got Bulls versus Lakers and Sports Talk Baseball. And I was like, this is...
I wonder what it would be like to play Tecmo Bowl today.
Terrible.
Would it?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it would probably be a little different for me than you guys, because I can probably count how many Madden games I've played.
Speaking of, when you talked about wrestling and The Rock looking to the left, saying look to the look to the left or whatever, I don't know if this is like a monumental moment or not. I really don't know, but I saw it and I was like, oh, that's kind of dope. There was a moment when the Shield was together and something, Hunter was doing something. I think Randy Orton had done something. They had a little face off. Hunter goes down the aisle, and as he's going down the aisle, he's telling them, put your fists together or whatever. And mm-hmm. they're all just like, yeah, we hate you, Hunter, we hate you. Mm-hmm. And Hunter's like talking about, it's like, yeah, we see you. And he goes, boom. Like, mm-hmm. like this. And they're like, yeah, we hate you. Mm-hmm. And he's, boom. And then Roman is the only one who gets it. Roman's mm-hmm. like, oh. And he taps mm-hmm. the other guy's like, hey, come on, let's do mm-hmm. the fist thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just thought that was so cool that Hunter was basically producing mm-hmm. right there. And then Roman was the one who caught on to it.
There's a funny moment the night they did the Austin McMahon angle, the big, you want to be WWE champion. It was the night that the 83-week streak ended. And the entire show was built around the idea that Vince McMahon was going to wrestle Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm.
So the whole thing was, I could beat you with one arm tied behind my back, but like it's a 15 minute promo, right? And they're going back and forth, and Austin's doing the, you want me to whoop Vince McMahon's ass and blah blah blah, and Vince is in the ring with him, and he's looking at Steve, and he's going like this, he's putting his hand, he's like, hey. You're not going to... He keeps putting his hand behind his back, and you can see it on camera as he's like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then he puts his hand behind his back again, and he's telling him, get to the part where you say I could beat you with one arm tied behind my back. It's so funny. When someone pointed that out to me, now it's all I see. I keep seeing Vince put his hand behind his back.
That's so crazy.
That's how you got to communicate. Yeah.
Now we talk about it, like, I'm not even trying to make a joke right here. Like, I completely, like, just missed Austin. Because, like, when the Brock Lesnar stuff or whatever, like, my first memories of Stone Cold is, like, him coming back at No Way Out, I think, with Bischoff and stuff like that.
Mm.
Like, The Rock was around.
He was out a month later.
Yeah, like, The Rock was around. Like, he got his ass beat by Brock Lesnar and Goldberg and all that stuff. Like, The Rock was my favorite. I was, like, distraught and all that stuff. But yeah, I never really saw, like, Stone Cold.
You get the gist of it because, you know, you watch and you study, but to live through that was crazy.
Yeah,
Austin
was pretty wild.
Crazy.
Austin, like, to the two, I mean, there were probably three, but I wasn't alive for Gorgeous George and like the and television. Oh, no. Like, because yeah. Television changed wrestling forever.
Mm.
But Hogan is the one.
Mm-hmm.
Hogan and, whether we like it or not, Vince McMahon sent wrestling into a different stratosphere. But during this guy's favorite era, 1995.
Big Doink the Clown guy over here.
It was awesome. Doink was low-key. The original Doink was kind of dope. But it was Austin who was like, okay, let's wipe the slate clean with all of these lunch boxes and mm-hmm. and train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins. Let's try something else, because that audience that was training, because it was very literally me
mm-hmm.
that was training, saying their prayers, eating their vitamins, oh, yeah, doing all of that stuff. They're 16 and 17 and mm-hmm. 18 now.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're at a completely different place in life, and Austin was able to represent that. For 21, maybe, I don't know exactly when it switched. It's probably 24, but when I started at KSFM, it was still there, but I wasn't nearly as close to wrestling as I was. But for, I'll say, 24 straight years,
mm-hmm.
wrestling was catered to me.
Mm.
100% me.
Mm-hmm.
From Hogan to even to Shawn Michaels to a certain degree. Talking about, you know, being, you know, 14, 15 years old, talking about the Heartbreak Kid, getting all the ladies and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then Austin.
Yeah.
Rock. Equally as importantly, Sonny, Yes. Sable,
yes.
Jackie. Yeah,
I had to see some representation. Yeah,
and everything that went along with that, like it was made for people, you know, my age. And then that's why so many people had a hard time adjusting to Cena in the quote PG era, mm-hmm. because it went back to a certain degree trying to cater to something a little closer, maybe in between that rebellious 17, 18, 19 year old. And the, you know, the gullible 8, 9, 10 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that was
yeah.
That was an adjustment everyone had.
That's a great point. That was a great point. I never even thought about it that way. But like
yeah. Which is why part of the reason it's hard for me to ever consider, I mean, there's multiple reasons I've never considered Ric Flair the second biggest star of the 80s, because Ric Flair is talking about, come meet me at the Marriott. Woo! I got all the ladies and I'm 8. Like, why? The Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing. I'm like, what? Bro, do you train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins? Like, what do you? I don't know what you're talking
Damon's
about.
Like, what's this guy steal?
This dude literally talking about having sex with women, and I'm 8 years old trying to figure out, where's Ricky Steamboat? Like, what is happening? Where's the guy with the
color
hair? Like, what is this?
Flair's cool. I never understood it.
Which is why when you get older, you go, hey, Flair was the man.
Yeah, that's how he got his second run, mm-hmm. basically, because once again, we all got older and we was like, he was the man.
It's part of the reason I appreciated Big when I got older, because Big drops, I'm 13, 14, and he's talking about Gucci's and Gucci socks and Cartier wristwear, and I'm like, all right.
What you talking about, dog?
Then as I got older, it's like, yeah, I want that.
Now you live in that life.
Stop it.
Now you live in that.
How many Cartier products do you own?
What do you?
Because I don't own any.
What does that got to do with anything?
No, I'm asking you. It's a simple question. How many Cartier products do you own?
Man, it's just regular.
Weren't you the person who came in here and told us what it's like when you go to a Cartier store, how they bring you like water and do all that stuff?
They do take.
How many Cartier stores have you been to?
They bring you champagne.
Dude, they don't let me in.
Yeah, I've never been to one.
They bring you champagne, then they give you champagne on the way out too.
I got to say, tail of the tape, though, for looking at the stream. I mean, there is a winner. What? Kenny's got a little white tee on.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that.
What are you talking about?
That looks like a Costco white tee to me. Oh, Fashion Nova.
I don't believe you.
What do you mean you don't believe?
I just don't think it's a Fashion Nova.
What? There's no label anywhere. What are we talking about?
It's hidden.
Stop it.
That's how expensive the shirt is. The label's hidden.
Johnny G threw this in the chat. You see, Stone Cold says he wants to be at WrestleMania next year, and he kind of answered about why he wasn't this year.
Oh, yeah, what did he say? I didn't see that.
No, he did and he didn't.
Yeah.
He was like, it almost happened. It just didn't work out. He said they had, him and his wife had some things going on, and they couldn't get to Philadelphia. Like, it would have, the way I took it is it would have taken a lot to get them to Philadelphia, and that's not really what they were looking to do. Mm-hmm. But with WrestleMania being in Las Vegas, I guess that's
really, he's in LA, right?
He's in Nevada somewhere.
Yeah, he's in Nevada, on some ranch.
He said he's in Nevada, but he's 400 miles from Las Vegas. The way he framed it, so I was like, okay.
Above Reno?
Like, no, I was like, I don't even know where
that's
at.
You look at his little videos or whatever. It's just all dirt and ranch.
He's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, this, and real quick, while we close out wrestling, you know what I listened to last night? I don't know if you've ever heard this. And it came up on my YouTube, and I was like, it's only 15 minutes. Let me check it out. But Chavo Guerrero talking about being the last person to talk to Chris Benoit. That was kind of crazy.
You know what's even crazier? Mm-hmm. He was the last person to talk to Eddie.
Oh, that explains, because in there, when he got the news of what happened, he was just like, not again, not again, not again. And yeah,
he's found. So one thing that I don't think I learned till recently, he found Eddie. Eddie was alive when he found him. Mm. And but barely, right. But he was alive.
Right.
And obviously by the time, you know, obviously Eddie didn't make it, but
he said Chris called him because they used to always fly together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole routine. He said Chris called him. And he was like, man, and then it was a long weekend. The wife and the kids, they got sick or whatever. And the guy's like, yeah, so you mean to tell you he probably called you after he's already done this.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, like I think, and it's like, it was crazy.
So he, and then I think that he sent Chavo and one other person a text.
Yeah, it's Chris, and with the referee.
Okay.
Whatever, I forgot his name, Chris something.
Okay.
He sent him the text.
The doors open.
The dogs are in the yard.
Or the dogs are in the pool or something like that, or by the pool. Yeah.
Brutal. That was crazy. I don't know why that came up on my timeline. But yeah, that was crazy.
We'll come back. I don't know. We'll do whatever.
NBA talk. I was going through the schedule, the NBA schedule. Isn't there some things maybe that might be pretty cool?
Do we get to football questions before football starts or no?
Russell Wilson joining
the Broncos. Russell Wilson's going to play this weekend.
He is.
Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Well, there's no way to masterfully do this transition, so I'll just let you know. Head over to MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320. Any supplements you're looking to take, any help you might need to get in shape, maybe ease some of those aches and pains, maybe to increase your energy or whatever it may be, MapTrition has got that. They even got the traditional protein shakes. Really, really good as well. Chocolate. They got like the cinnamon roll flavor. It's absolutely spectacular. Make sure you're following them on social media as well, at MapTraining. Map Training in Granite Bay. They've got different gyms, Granite Bay, Roseville area. You can find out all about them. You can go to MapTrition.com, use the promo code DLO1320, help you be healthy. Mm-hmm. With that said, shout out to Kimberly and our girl Kelly out there working hard, because we got Kiki's Chicken coming to the 1,000th episode.
Come on!
Kiki's Chicken pulling up on us.
Come Fire. On! Let's go. We love Kiki's Chicken.
We will not be handing out protein bars at the...
Well, bro, they took out the vending machines and the snack locker at Ham is like going
that
down.
Was crazy, yo. I've turned the corner and...
It's empty.
I said, yo, what?
Yep.
It's the measly box of donuts back there.
Shout out.
I didn't have to do all that. Jesus. They really was through with those.
You might have to drink that Pepsi in the fridge, bro.
Nah, that's the shoot. I think that's the move today.
That's the shoot.
I think that's the move. Damn.
Shout out Kiki's though. Medium.
That's a good look. So anybody do all your work. Like you. Do everything you're supposed to do properly. Hopefully you've been doing it. Mm-hmm. You do it through the weekend, mm-hmm. all the way to Tuesday, because Wednesday is gonna be the day that it's gonna be the cheat day.
Yeah. So we have we have two confirmed products at the 1,000th show.
Okay.
It's fried chicken and liquor.
Well,
so, hey,
well,
if there is any, if there's any way to define who we are, we got it. Shout out to Kiki's Chicken and Brett Bears.
Well, we're just here trying to move the culture forward. That's all we're doing.
It's going
to
be a good time.
Oh, man. I love this so much.
Well, look, I ain't going to lie. So I like them both.
Well, I don't either. Hey, look, I'm not embarrassed for who I am.
That's it. I'm telling you, I like them both. Shout out.
Dave Garcia said, you had me at fried chicken and liquor. Very good. Very, very good. And here's the other thing. The 1,000th episode was an RSVP thing, so if you didn't get back to me in time, do not worry. Mm-hmm. September 9th, Sky River Casino, week one of the NFL season.
Yes.
That show will, I mean, we've never had a bad Sky River show. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And trust me when I tell you, you don't want to miss this.
You want to be there. You want to be there.
We're going to leave it at that.
I'll tell you right now, you want to be there.
Yeah, you're gonna want to be there for that one.
Yeah, you're gonna want to be there for that, man. It's gonna be a moment.
What were you? It will. I'm really excited for the next couple of weeks, man. I'm excited for the NFL season to get here. You said though before the break, as we attempt to get this show on track, an hour and 51 minutes in. I'm sorry. I still can't get over Frank thinking the United States won the war against Iraq.
That was a classic.
That's today's title.
That's my favorite.
We won the war.
I thought we won the war today. Like that was.
Mom, we did it. USA, USA.
Looking at him like, what's this guy's deal?
That is a classic.
Nothing's ever going to be better than wrestling, bro.
Hey, I tell people, like, life is just so much better look it through the eyes of professional wrestling.
They killed The Undertaker 6 times, and I fell for it every time.
And he was just a different person, too, a lot of
facts. Randy Orton, like, drove him through, like, the little entrance or whatever. It's like, yep, he's done, Dad.
Didn't he set him on fire?
Yeah.
And so The Undertaker has been burned alive at least twice.
He was buried alive at Survivor Series, I think it was.
And that doesn't even count the time he wrestled Yokozuna and all the heels came down and put him in a casket. And then somehow he got out of the casket and ascended to heaven. That's never been explained.
And the only time he was actually near death is when he fought Goldberg.
That
was almost it.
That actually happened.
No, shout out wrestling, though, because Kane really did light Jim Ross on fire, and he was back a month later.
He did.
They love lighting somebody on fire.
They really
Randy Orton lit The Fiend on fire.
Yep.
Melted him, actually.
No, yeah, he did, yeah. Melted
him. Wrestling and I love
it. And he was back. Bro.
And then he came back at WrestleMania. Just
well, at least it was only 2 weeks at that point.
Well, I love that he like, oh, he's deformed. Oh, he's melted. And then he walks through like a tunnel, and it's like, oh, he's back. It's like, oh, what sort of medical contraption is that?
Well, we know it can happen. Have you seen Face Off?
Well, have you? Oh, Jesus,
it can happen.
Did you ever watch the Bray Wyatt doc?
I haven't watched it yet.
Do you know why the thing at WrestleMania happened where he walks through the tunnel and all of a sudden he's just like the Fiend again and not the burnt up version?
No.
He couldn't wrestle in the mask they made him. He's like, I can't breathe.
Oh, snap.
It was just such this ridiculous. He's like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. Like, this stuff is so heavy and so constrictive. Like, I can't breathe in it.
Damn.
And so I think the plan was, okay, let's just figure out how to magically make you. And what's dope about that mask is that was a original idea for Kane. Not that mask, the burnt one. They tried to see what it would look like if Kane had like a deformed face, essentially, a Hollywood type thing. Mm. And then they got to the point where like this, we can't do that. Like, how is he going to work house show? We can't do this every night. Right. And so they went with the hockey mask gimmick. And then a couple of years later, when it's time to reveal Kane, it's like, well, what are we going to do about the burns? Just forget it.
But
we said he was burned. No, it's fine. Just take his mask off. All right, Vince, take the mask off. Just there's Isaac Yankum right there.
And that's crazy. They had a wig on that too.
Well, that's the only time they had the wig.
Oh, that's
they cut his hair before that match.
Oh, okay. I thought the whole time he had the wig.
No, because remember he was Diesel, so his hair was always long. No, as part of the gimmick to that match, they said they're psychological scars. All right, dude, whatever. And then 4 years later, he's walking around in a suit. And now he's the mayor of Knox County.
Oh, well.
And Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you just wish The Undertaker had really buried him.
Say, this is worse character.
Facts.
Mayor Jacobs is way worse than Isaac Yankum. Just way worse.
I'll take Corporate Kane over this anytime.
Corporate Kane was really the precursor to Mayor Jacobs.
Jeez.
Oh, man. By the way, now would be a good time to mention James not here today. I mean, he was going to, but he was a little stressed because he's got the game tonight. Mm-hmm. He's got the Rivercats game tonight. And I told him, I was like, James, cool, man. We got it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Then given the fact we've been goofing off for 2 hours.
Catch more of Shawn Michaels' greatest hits at 3:00.
I told him it was Friday. He's like, what's going on? I said, Friday, dog. It's Friday.
Bro, we got into a heated argument about Shawn Michaels' career, James. Where do you lie on this? Pre-back injury or post-back injury?
The Kings play 82 games. Brandon Ayuk still not signed. You're good.
The most anticipated moment for me today was bringing up Eugene. I said, I got him.
You know what? As much as we can.
Low-key, you did. Me and Dylan, like, you're like,
And this isn't going to help our case either, because we always make our jokes about Undertaker versus Undertaker. Does anybody ever remember the fake Kane?
No.
There was a second Kane.
Yeah, I remember that.
What happened?
It it didn't get over.
They didn't even really pay off.
No, they did. They had one single match, and then they were like, "All right."
So it was Kane versus Kane.
Like, it was Kane. It was exactly the same. It was Kane versus Kane.
Who was the Kane?
Sin Cara.
It was Luke Gallows.
Oh snap!
Yeah, Luke Gallows was Kane.
They be recycling everybody. It's the same 20 people.
The Luke Gallows. Original character was the Festus character. You remember Festus?
Yes.
Yo, Festus was crazy.
Was Festus the dude that would have his tongue out?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Festus kicked a baby one time, right?
No, that was baby, no? That was Snitsky.
Okay, yeah, yeah, oh, that's Snitsky. Snitsky. Yeah, Snitsky. Yeah,
Snitsky booted a baby.
What?
The thing, you know what the thing I always think about that is that clip is so memorable because Snitsky takes that baby, the fake baby, and punts it just like Pat McAfee in his prime. And all I could think about is what
How you gonna
fear,
do that, man?
All I could think about is what fear must have been going through Snitsky because the whole angle dies if he misses. Like, if he just completely whiffs the kick or it hits, like, the side of his shin, the angle's dead. But he booted that thing perfectly. And
oh, my gosh.
That thing must have hit the top of the
screen
and went down.
Snitsky and Eugene is tough. Maybe let's all just, everyone's era was great.
Well,
we all have our flaws, okay?
Do you remember the other Snitsky angle? He was obsessed with feet.
Come on, man. Come on. Hey, yo, man. Come on.
This I love this aggression. Show.
This ruthless aggression.
He was
aggression.
Obsessed with feet.
Come on.
I think they caught him like licking Mae Young's toes once or something
Oh,
like
no. Hey, come on. Come on. This better than Bastion Booger.
Oh, man. I'm not going to fight you, bro. Imagine being Mae Young. Hey, Mae, we got another job for you.
And Mae be like, cool. What do you want me to do? Well, Snitsky's going to lick your toes. Cool.
Say less.
Let's get it in. Let's get it in.
That's another good point that Casey Tucker brings up in the Matthews Matches Chatty House. Mae Young gave birth to a hand.
That was Mark Henry's kid, right?
No, that angle. They were together.
They were. Well, Mark Henry had some interesting love angles on...
Wait, so hold on. I'm looking at this in the studio video. Did Lita and everybody think it was a real baby?
Well, they were selling it as if it was their
baby?
I think that was the joke, is that it was Lita. And
I thought it was real.
Lil Jesse thought Snitsky just could have fooled me. Baby.
Oh, there goes the baby! There goes the baby! Oh! My gosh.
You've never seen that before?
No.
Oh, that's terrific.
I think we're narrowing down the time when I was gone. It was probably like 03 to 07 or something.
Oh, man. Well.
Because I definitely don't remember.
Apparently, that. You didn't miss much. So far, you've missed Snitsky and Eugene.
Was that also Viscera and Lillian Garcia?
Oh, man. That checks out.
That might have been around Lord Tensai time, though.
Lord Tensai is funny. They abandoned Lord Tensai so quick.
Mm. Was that? Oh, no, that was after Prince Albert.
That was after. And no one bought it. It's like he comes out and they go, Lord Tensai, that's Albert.
They throw a helmet and some tattoos on him. Like, yep, you're Lord Tensai now. Then they used to chant like, Albert. Albert.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember that. I remember that.
Albert.
Oh, man. Good times. Good times, man.
I love wrestling so much. I can't believe wrestling has been such a huge part of my life for like 44 years.
This show got me back into it. I was out for a while, and then like you guys would talk about it and the chatty house would get into it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get back into it and stuff like that. Yeah. So I really got back into it like around like when the show started.
I'm trying to think if I...
Like I always kind of like keep up or whatever, but I was never like watching or like really ever into it.
I guess I was a little bit before that because... And I wasn't week to week, but I remember the I was watching. I would watch WrestleMania. That's really what it would come down to. I'd watch WrestleMania, follow a little bit along, and I remember Undertaker losing, Daniel Bryan, WrestleMania 31, and all that other stuff. And then Reese comes along, and I try to introduce him into wrestling. As I'm doing that, I watch it a little bit more. And that's how it is. I'm back.
Another thing too, pay-per-views were expensive too, so we didn't always get the pay-per-views or anything like that. Maybe we'd watch a WrestleMania every now and then or whatever, but we weren't watching them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.